Here's a visual for the problem. The problem says, the giraffe in the zoo is 3 times as tall as the kangaroo. The giraffe's height will be the product unknown in this problem. The problem continues. The kangaroo is 6 feet tall. This quantity represents the amount in each set or group. In this case, each kangaroo represents a set of 6 feet. The last part of the problem says, how tall is the giraffe? Looking at our picture, we can tell that what is really meant by this question is, how many kangaroos does it take to equal the height of the giraffe? Or how many sets are needed? If we go back to the beginning of the problem, we see that it said our total, the giraffe, is 3 times the height of the kangaroo. Well, this means we need 3 sets of kangaroo heights, or 3 groups of 6. So we know the number of sets, or number of kangaroos, and we know how big each group or set is, the kangaroo height. What we're looking for is the product or total in the context of the story, the height of the giraffe. This structure is very similar to the grouping and partitioning structure called multiplication, except the student must be able to interpret what 3 times as tall means and picture this story a little differently.